This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
France's new minister, Prime Minister, resigned on Monday after less than a month in office, thus sinking the country further into political crisis and dealing a fresh blow to President Emmanuel Macron. Leconis' stint in the office was the shortest ever for a Prime Minister in modern France. And we're asking if this is ethical or if it's ethical to put it in your CV when you hear you have spent an incredible short amount of time in a company or a position. That's what we're asking.
And we're talking this morning to the founder of PPC Recruitment and executive coach, Mary Kutlani, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Morning. Doing well. How are you doing?
No, we are good. Thank you so much for joining us. Quite an interesting conversation we're having this morning. If, for example, I, as Mpo, am appointed in a high position right here at Capricorn FM, and for whatever reason, I resign or I'm fired. Now, let's say this happens for 3-4 days and then I'm out. Does it count as something that I can count as an experience, that I have worked on this position? Does it count at all?
Yes, technically it does. For instance, there are two aspects that I'll mention. First of all, is public feasibility. Secondly, duration and activity that you were doing during that time, background checks and online presence. So in your case, obvious people would know that you have worked there. So it will be important for the next employer to include that on your CV. However, if maybe it's 4 days or a week, it won't be necessary to include it on your CV. However, during the interview, you have to be transparent and mention your time that you were working for that company and the reason why you left as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does it do more damage to my reputation, CV-wise, as in maybe the next employer might have questions? I mean, you've given a bit of clarity, but if you are recruiting and you see this in my CV that I've spent 3 days in a position as a manager, for example, what do you think about me as a potential, as a candidate?
Potentially it does, but not necessarily. So what I mean is, the employer or the potential employer will have a certain question like why you exited so quickly, and was it due to performance or misjudgment? Instead, if you are reliable under pressure, so if you are applying for a senior role, those are some of the questions that the employer will ask, and you have to be transparent with your potential employer to say, I was there for 3 days or a week, and this is a reason why I left, because if the employer find out after hiring you, it will appear as if it will be dishonest. So dishonesty, very well that, it breaks the relationship between the employer and employee. So even though you didn't include it on your CV, you still have to mention it, because as on a senior role, you'll be seen like somebody that is not reliable, that cannot be trusted.
Well, I think that's quite interesting. Thank you for coming through and just, giving us clarity on this issue. We appreciate your time. That's the founder of PPC Recruitment and executive coach, Mary Kutlani.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.